Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome into another session with the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Yep, I'm an American Family Farmer, and I know many of you are as well. We connect the dots between what's going on in the family farm business, the food farm family connection, if you will. Most of the stations that carry this program carry my Monday through Friday program as well, the Good Day Show. This program is aimed at bringing you up to date with some of the news that affects the small family farmer, some of my opinions and thoughts and experiences. And we also have a guest. Today we're going to talk to Tammy Perdue, who runs the Sweet Pea Urban Garden, which would be kind of an interesting see. We'll dig into these tiny vegetables and herbs that are part of what she is growing and what she's marketing. Meantime, from the news department, I thought it was interesting that the Ag Economy Barometer is showing modest improvement in your sentiment. The farmers around the country who are surveyed, though, still have financial concerns, as we always have, and apparently because of the lack of respect for what we do, we may always have, because people don't want to pay. I say that in general. Some people are happy to pay, and thus they buy your raw milk, which is expensive. They buy your organic produce, which is expensive. But you know what? It takes money. It costs the time, the effort that is put in to doing things extra special that are done well. It's very important for us to be able to recoup, obviously, if we're going to stay in business. Purdue University has done the Ag Economy Barometer, and they have they've set it at 111 this year, which is actually a 5-point rise from the one before. This uptick is attributed, they say, to producers expressing kind of increased optimism about the future. The index has climbed again. It actually was at the beginning of the year 111. It's now up to 115. But the current conditions index remains unchanged. The improved outlook for future farmer financial performance expectation has not kept pace. So the Farm Financial Performance Index registering at 85. I don't know, these numbers, if you look at the graph, it's up and down, it's up and down. If you studied graphics in school, you understand how the numbers are put on a page so you can look at them and see how they have fluctuated in the last, in this case, last year or two or three. Weak crop prices continue to weigh heavily on our expectations. Corn and soybeans look like they're down 7-8%. And that's over, actually since the beginning of the year. That's what's causing the concern. Why is the price going down now? Well, because there's a lot of it that's in bins that needs to be sold, frankly. And then there's the concern, the worry about rising interest rates. This is still something. 18% of the respondents said it was their top concern, but that's down from 26% last year. So, again, the mood is upbeat. The Farm Capital Investment Index is 9 points lower than it was last year. That's banks and institutions willing to invest in land, product, equipment, that sort of thing. Let's see here. The Short-Term Farmland Value Expectation Index held steady in comparison to what it was last year, at the end of the year, but it's declined by 4 points from a year ago at this time. So as this barometer survey asks the producers around the country about growth plans for their farm for this year and next year and a couple of years down the road, 4 out of 10 respondents expressed no plans for growth. 14% said they plan to exit or retire. 14%. What in the world? Who's going to grow our food? Who's going to run the farms? Not healthy. Not a healthy sign at all. So anyway, that's the update on the farmer financial sentiment. Next up in the news department is a focus on pesticides. There is a move afoot started by MIT and their spinoff AgZen to reduce pesticides and yet increase their effectiveness. The optimizing spray, I spray, but I use organic stuff. I spray around things that are not chemically based, but still there's seaweed and some of the various other things that are good for the soil. AgZen, this MIT-based spinoff, has developed a system for farming that can monitor exactly how much the chemicals adhere to the plants. And so as the driver, as the fellow on the tractor out in the field is trying to figure out how much is, you know, is this being effective or not, there's a lot of waste, and that stuff gets into the ground, and that's what they're trying to avoid. So, you know, as the weather is a problem, climate patterns are a problem, insect population is a problem, there are other unpredictable factors that farmers need to understand and need to try to deal with. And they use a lot of different resources. Certainly chemical fertilizers and pesticides are among the things that farmers spend the most money on, whether they're organic or whether they're traditional. They still spend a lot of money on it because they want to have the crops enhanced by the value of the soil. So this technology could help change the way that these things are sprayed on, because there's a focus on, again, how much is being used, how much is there that you're spraying that does a good job and affects what you want the outcome to be, and how many of this, how many gallons of this stuff just goes onto the ground and it changes, frankly, the value. The land, more stuff you put on the ground, the worse the ground is going to get. We spend in this country $60 billion a year on pesticides. Wow. No wonder they are so happy with what's going on at Monsanto. The Bayer people, there's all kinds of, this is very profitable business for them. So is it effective in pest management? Guess it depends on how you measure effectiveness. The important thing that they're trying to figure out here is how to get the droplets of pesticides to stick to their target, because a lot of it, as I'm suggesting here, bounces off the plant, goes to the surface of the soil, becomes part of the runoff, flows into streams and rivers, or it stays in the land and causes it to get hard and clay, and that's really the problem, short-term and long-term. So the MIT Center that's involved in this is actually a water and food systems laboratory, and so they have developed this new way of dealing with the problems. Now they have to, I think basically what I see here is they've developed a way to measure how it's done, unless, and then, you know, because for 80 years there's been this kind of large-scale spraying of chemicals, and so there needs to be a new system. If you're not going to go away from using the chemicals, make them more effective, make them better. I don't, as I said, I don't like them, I don't use them, but, you know, a lot of people do. And so as you do, you got to deal with that reality. And this looks like something, they've designed new sprayer nozzles that are cool. They've got some software that runs on a tablet that shows the operator exactly how much of each leaf has been covered by the spray, and it computes how much the droplets will spread out or evaporate. So this is really a very precise focus on the final coverage. A lot of physics here. I just thought it was, I think this is a good thing. If you don't know about it, Go to the MIT Ag Zen coverage system. You can Google that. MIT Ag Zen is probably enough, and you can get, and whether you're a larger commercial farm, whether you're a specialty farm, you got row crops, whatever it is, I think this information is helpful, especially the bigger the scale of your operation. In a moment, let's talk about land, what's available for land, what's for sale in the land department. But right now, I want to help you do better. A lot of you raise beef, so you don't have any shortage of beef, right? You don't have to go outside. But for those who don't have it on the farm and who appreciate a good steak, appreciate a good burger, appreciate good meat from well-raised animals, you want to go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop the semi-annual sale. 50% off site-wide for everything there between now and the first week of April. Go in. Get 50% off. Get the things that you really like. The comfort classics like burgers and steaks. And then there are easy to prepare meals that you can get. I'm busy, especially on weekday nights. Help yourself. OmahaSteaks.com/Doug for the semi-annual site-wide sale. 50% off all the steaks, the chops, the chicken breasts, all the burgers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right? Got it? OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. There's a trend being observed while conducting a lot of conferences and educational programs. Frustration of being locked out of the land. There's a lot of land for sale. A lot of people are paying a lot of money for the land, but it isn't going to the young farmers, isn't going to farmers of color, because the banks still will not let them in. I don't know what you do about people whose dream is to own their own farm, especially by, under the circumstances, prices are being driven up by investors and technology firms and that sort of thing. They don't care what the price is. They'll pay anything for it. And so there's a real danger there. What needs to be done? Well, maybe the government has to be involved in some way, shape, or form, especially to keep some of the people who are buying the land from buying it. Now, coming up to 21 after the hour in a moment, we're going to meet Tammy Perdue here on this week's American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller from Calatrin. I saw something this morning that really bothered me. There's a survey out suggesting that 1 out of 8 people in the world are obese. Certainly we can renew our call to help prevent and manage this by attending to the information that is absolutely free that you get when you go to toploss.com.
Just taking the first step is always the hardest part for everybody across the board. Men, women, it doesn't matter your age. Like just the first step of saying, you know what, I'm going to make that change for myself. I'm going to decide that today is the day that I'm going to do better.
Now, what do we have in the moments remaining here as incentives?
Well, we do have a daylight savings special, our daylight savings deal that is discounts on every bottle of Calatrin, so it doesn't matter whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Thanks, Elizabeth Miller, for being here.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now, on this week's American Family Farmer program, I'm Doug Steffen with Tammy Perdue, who runs the Sweet Pea Urban Garden in a suburb of Raleigh, North Carolina. We want to figure out what's going on down there. Would you consider yourself to be a rural farmer, Tammy, a suburban farmer, or an urban farmer?
An urban farmer.
Which category? Urban. So what does that entail?
So a small space, for sure. When I started farming, I did it in a 320-square-foot shipping container.
Good Lord.
So, typically urban farms are an acre or less, and ours is 1.1 acre.
And are you a farm kid? Have you been around farms and growing things all of your life?
No, I have a business degree from NC State, and I was a manager of an intellectual property law firm for most of my career. Locally, we have a food security group that ran a weekend workshop on urban farming back in 2014, and they brought Will Allen down from Milwaukee, who ran Growing Power, which is an urban ag initiative in Milwaukee. And
we've
I
had
heard
him on this program. Yeah.
Yep.
Very
and
good.
I heard
yeah,
it,
anyway.
And I just loved all of it. And I went for the weekend, and the last thing he taught us to do, so we did composting and raising our own hoop houses and growing mushrooms and just aquaculture. And the last workshop on the weekend was how to grow microgreens. And I was like, well, I can do that. So I went home with my little tray that he gave us, and it popped in about 5 days. It was delicious. It was arugula. And I put it on my front porch, and it was April, so everything was beautiful and no problems. And I started to iterate on a business plan to do this for downtown Raleigh, because at that time, no one locally was growing microgreens for restaurants in Raleigh. We were shipping them in from California.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a good opportunity. I gave the law firm 6 months to phase out my job, and it became 3 jobs. But I started this business to provide microgreens to local farmers markets and restaurants. And then it just pivoted.
It's exploding,
go ahead.
Right? Yeah. Right. No, I wonder if you can explain to even some farmers that I know don't know the difference between hydroponic growing and aquaponic growing, because they are not the same, even though your hydro and aqua ought to be the same. But if you'd explain the difference, that'd be great.
Sure. So hydroponic growing is just usually there's no medium and nutrients in water in an indoor space under lights. And in our hydroponic system, we use a modified hydroponic system. We have a cotton burlap media that we grow on because the baby seeds need something to adhere to. So if you've seen hydroponic growing, any kind of pictures of it on YouTube or anything, it's usually for leafy greens, and some people do, some people do tomatoes, some people do strawberries, but they have these little channels that let the baby, so you put a baby plant in there, and then water washes down their roots with nutrients in it regularly. And with aquaponics, it's using fish to enclose the cycle of growing the plants and with the fish. So the fish are in the water, the plants are in the water, the fish are chewing on things, and then the poop feeds the plants. So it's just an enclosed system. Not the same at all.
It's a cycle. The circle of life, the circle of growing, all of that good stuff. Yeah. Hold on for a second. Interesting. Tammy Perdue is here from Sweet Peas Urban Gardens outside of Raleigh, North Carolina, here this week to give us some inspirational ideas for our farms in different ways, shapes, and forms. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 28 past the hour.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update.
Former President Trump taking his social media platform Truth Social public next week, and he stands to make a lot of money, USA's John Schaefer reports.
The social media company founded by former President Trump is set to become publicly traded through a merger. Shareholders of Digital World Acquisition Corporation granted approval on Friday for the merger with Trump Media and Technology Group, the owner of the Truth Social platform. Trump's ownership in the new company valued at around $3 billion. I'm John Schaefer.
Meanwhile, Trump facing a Monday deadline to come up with almost $500 million in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment. New York Attorney General Democrat Letitia James is preparing to seize some of Trump's Westchester County, New York properties, including one of Trump's golf courses. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Another half hour of our inflow information is king, and try to focus on what's being done on farms all around the country so that perhaps you have an idea, something that might work for you. That's what this inspiration is all about. Tammy Perdue is here from Sweet Pea Urban Gardens, which is a microgreen organic produce fulfillment house. How do you like that? Because not only are you growing the stuff, but you're also teaching people how to do it as well, right? Of all ages, it looks like, on your website. The website
Correct.
Is sweetpeasurbangardens.com. Yeah.
Correct.
Looks like everybody's there, yeah. So
we do have a lot of volunteers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, that's how you make this stuff work. How do you get volunteers? Do you, put stuff out on social media? Do you give them some of the products that are grown? How does it work?
We do. So as I was going along my little business that I thought was going to, I was going to age out just growing microgreens in my little shipping container, people were so right. curious. And so we decided that we should invite them in. So we got a nonprofit status as a community garden. So we're right. a community garden. And what we do is we put events out on, Eventbrite and other, and our social media, where people know what days that we have volunteer days. And it's just magic when people come and, you know, people have never seen how food comes out of the ground. I had somebody ask me about asparagus. It comes out of the ground? it does.
Is it?
So,
it really is amazing what people don't know, how far we've gone or come away from what we were 100 years ago or more, when 90+% of the people grew their own food. People lived in our country, were responsible for their own health and well-being, and now we've gotten to the point where because you have the power of local focus, but all these big ag outfits, they spend so much money advertising their crap that it takes people's attention. How do you make enough noise so that you are successful and you counter that? Or do you really feel like you're, is it countering, or are you adding to the information and the availability of good, healthy food?
That's a great question, and that is the question of the hour right now. I've seen a pivot in the last 10, since the last 10 years of me doing this, in people's concern about where their food actually comes from and what's on it. Are we spraying? Are we doing it? What are you doing to my food? Where at the beginning of this, I knew how nutritious microgreens were, and I thought that would be a seller, and it wasn't. It just wasn't. People wanted cute little, colorful little tiny vegetables, and they didn't care about how nutritious they were. But that has changed. So people come here because they want to understand how they could maybe, you know, grow a tomato correctly and have a good microgreens in their kitchen in a tray. So that has changed. It used to be no one was interested. But since COVID and just recently, it just feels like people want, and they want it to be local. They don't want to buy stuff that's coming in from Argentina and Mexico. But you're right. The big ag is our adversary. Yep.
Well, but the getting the message out, that's really what's most important. Getting out the message of what it does for you. Food is medicine. And
that's
if
right.
you're eating the right stuff that's grown locally, the organic stuff, and other, whatever it is, not microgreens. I mean, there's all kinds of things. And I wonder how broad now is your desire to grow other things? How much more can you grow in the land that you have? And are people offering you land to expand?
Actually, that just happened yesterday. Somebody has a little front space that's about an acre here in Garner, and they don't want to put grass on it anymore. And they're asking, do we have somebody who can come over and help them? And she'll let me have the produce if I go over there and plant it out and make it look like it's something that's you know, usable and not just a disaster of weeds and grass. So that's happening. We do grow quite a bit of row crops here. We have arugula and broccoli and mustard in the ground right now. Topsoy's coming in. We're getting ready to plant our tomatoes in the ground. So we do a lot here. We can feed this, my whole neighborhood, which is the downtown area in Garner, vegetables. We can do it. And we offer it on produce bag distribution service, once a week delivery of the produce that we grow and other local farmers grow. So
sort of like a CSA in a manner of speaking?
It is. It's a subscription CSA, so you sign up and then you can cancel or pause, but it's forever. So every week you get a bag.
Yep, that's great, especially when in the quote unquote off season. Although your father in North Carolina in Garner
we don't have
and
one.
Raleigh, are, yeah, I mean you have it's pretty consistent through the year.
It sure is, and it's getting more that way. We just moved from zone 7B to 8. It is definitely true that we can grow all year long.
Yeah, that's good. I was noticing in my community, I live in Framingham, Massachusetts, outside of Boston, but I spend a lot of time in Los Angeles, and it's interesting to see how in Los Angeles we have a farmer's market here that has been more successful in the last couple of years with a new mayor. But before that, people didn't, you know, I have one of the few farms in the area, and I'm not a vegetable guy. I have a couple of friends that one's an organic farm, and the other one is a regular produce. You know, he does things the regular way. And that's it for anything around here. I have dairy cows and sell ice cream and stuff on my farm. But I am paying close attention to what's going on. And so I look at the community garden that's here, for example, in my community, that's been run for a long time by just a couple of local activists. And now more and more people, because this is a very diverse community, the city has given money to study the idea of growing, of having more community gardens. I'm on a committee that's encouraging people who say, I plow, I go around town, and I plow up wherever the little gardens are in the spring so that things can be fresh and they get started. And then, some people come to me as a sort of local farmer, but I can't give them advice on veggies because that's not my expertise. So we need somebody, we have a couple of people around like you, but frankly, their personalities are not great. So they don't connect too well with some of the folks that they ought to be connecting with. So we'll continue. Tammy Perdue, as sort of a great salesperson, as you can tell, for what she's doing. She's done it, and she's happy to share. I want to talk about who you're sharing your knowledge with as we continue here in the American Family Farmer. First, though, some knowledge about you, your health, your well-being. Yeah, we're talking about what you eat, but we also have to be concerned about what you look like. How do you feel? Do you think your body is what you want it to be? Or is it, as we get now sort of fully into the first week of spring, it's getting dark later, people are excited about being out in the extra sunlight, except they don't like the winter poundage that's been put on. So, as you get more motivated to get healthy and lose the weight, may I send you to Calotren's website. Calotren is the all-natural way. There's no drug. There's no stimulant. It's all natural. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug when you check out. You get free shipping, and you get the afterpay. You can enjoy paying for things over a four-month period, and it's all interest-free. Really a fabulous way for you to support your own weight loss program. Check it out again. Download their guide today at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller from Calotren.
It's not your typical weight loss formula. It's not a diet product that suppresses your appetite. It doesn't make you feel sick or jittery. It's not working against your body. It's actually working with your body naturally. You take it at bedtime. It helps with sleep, which I know that's going to be great for this time of the year with the time change. It helps with joint pain. It helps repair and rebuild lean muscle tissue, which is what is revving up your metabolism naturally, without drugs, without stimulants. So it's safe even if you're on medications. And if you give it time to work, it's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days.
Now, what do we have as incentives? Because there's always some kind of incentive.
Well, we do have a daylight savings special, our daylight savings deal that is discounts on every bottle of Calotren. So it doesn't matter whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds. We can help you do it.
Daylight savings specials. Get them at toploss.com and lose that weight. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG, and 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Back on the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen with Tammy Perdue. So More and more women, I was talking about the farms I have locally, the organic is run by a couple of women, the regular conventional farm run by a husband and wife. The wife actually, I hope my friend's not listening, is a better farmer than he is. And so the idea of women getting into farming, usually, you know, I grew up on the farm and the woman wasn't that involved in anything other than the garden. But now more and more women are getting into this. Is it a welcoming atmosphere for women, do you think, in your experience?
So we do get a bunch of sideways looks. you know, I think that's changed. So there's young people in our FSA office now, and I think it's just they grew up expecting that women would be around, so they're not as they're accustomed to the idea that women can do anything that men can do.
Right.
And but you know, you'll hit an old farmer one day when you're going out to get some sweet potatoes or something, and they're like, "What are you doing?"
Right.
But yeah.
And what do you tell them?
Yeah, I'm out there making people healthy. So, right. And spreading the word about local food. Yep, yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, but that's what people, the whole idea. I'm looking at some pictures of some of the folks. You have a great smile and a great way about you. I'm sure that brings people in as well. The whole concept, it seems like this is new, but it really isn't. It's just
correct.
A throwback to the way it was for everybody 150
correct.
Years ago. That's, you know.
Yep.
But yep. It's so silly because we've gotten so far away from it, right? Does that frustrate you sometimes?
It does, especially when I see kids come here. So we have a group service fraternity at the local university who brings 20, 30 kids out here. They love it because I'm always, you know, trying to get them engaged and cutting up with them. But most of them don't know anything about what's going on with food and what they're eating. And, you know, packaged food is so, you know, they just don't understand. So we spend a good deal of time. We always have a food from something that's grown on this farm to share with them when they're here. And, you know, we make sure they understand that thing that came right out of that ground right there tastes so much better than what you can get in the grocery store. So.
So do you have chickens too? I see you're selling eggs. Looking,
we do. We
store.
Have we have 9 hens, and we use them to help with our regenerative ag initiative. So
for
they
sure.
Move all over.
Yeah.
They run all over the garden. I mean, we move them, so they go all over the garden wherever I need to cleaned up. They do the cleanup work, and then they poop, and that's magic.
Isn't it? The way the system works is magic, but it really isn't. It's Mother Nature at her best, and I emphasize
correct.
The her part of it.
Yep.
So, Tammy, I wish you success. This is a great way for us to kind of, because we're getting into spring, to get people thinking really it's time for everything to start growing. And so if you go to the website, sweetpeasuburbangardens.com or sweetpeasuburbangardens.com. UrbanGarden.com, could be either of those that spell the same way, you will find the story. I'm happy to have had the chance to talk to you and get the word out, Tammy. Continued success. Take good care.
Thank you so much. Thank you for this opportunity.
You're welcome. Thanks again for the inspiration for lots of people.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Past the hour now on this week's American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus now on, I guess this is considered news, but also I have a very strong opinion about cattle, that is dairy cattle, how they're being fed, whether you have A2 cows or A1 cows or A1 cows and A2 cows, if you even know the difference, you, the farmer, I think most farmers that I talk to don't know the difference between A1 milk and A2 milk. Brown cows produce A2, better quality, not as much volume. A1 cows are the bigger cows that are bigger bags and deliver more quantity. I was reading the story of a fellow who has 160 acres. He milks 160 cows. He has a permit to sell raw milk legally in Pennsylvania. He says that producing the milk safely is his top priority. I would tell you that was exactly the same attitude that I had. I sold raw milk on my farm for 7 or 8 years, and it made me a much better farmer. Everything was much cleaner. Everything we did away with, almost everyone, no salmonella, no E. coli. We did have listeria problems because it's almost impossible to get rid of the doggone listeria. This fellow continues, he has the state requirements to sell. He has the license, sell the raw milk, the unpasteurized milk off his farm. But he's being sued by the State Department of Agriculture. And so I look at this and I think government outreach, it's damnable. Aren't we all so sick of the government and its overreach? People, if they want raw milk, should be able to have raw milk. That's their decision, not the government's decision. So I see that even Robert Kennedy, the candidate for president, has expressed support for this fellow named Amos Miller. He's now gotten a lot of attention, not only in Lancaster County, but all over the state because of this, of the issue. He has the license to sell raw milk. But now the State Department of Agriculture, who they claim that they're the champion of citizens' rights, but no, they aren't at all. So now there's an online fundraising campaign through, I think it's Go, it's whatever that the one that's most popular is, Go, maybe, no, this is Give, Send, Go. They've raised $250,000 on behalf of Mr. Miller and his farm in his efforts to sell raw milk and all the other products like raw cheeses and that sort of thing. He has a private membership. He's not open to the general public. People pay a $35 fee to be able to go to his farm and buy the raw milk. So anyway, the raw milk also is going apparently to local grocery stores. This guy was a vet, by the way. He used to work for large dairy farms all over Pennsylvania. He came back to his family's dairy farm in 2000, started producing his own products, and it's a direct-to-consumer deal. And so when I look at this and I understand what's going on here, or maybe I don't understand what's going on. So on one hand, the state says you can do it. He says, as I said, there were a lot of mistakes that were made before people got sloppy. And so this dairy that I have now selling raw milk goes to local grocery stores, etc. This was a way for him to realize a life's dream, to keep his farm afloat, because you can get a lot more money for selling raw milk. He has a vat pasteurizer as well, and he processes milk and yogurt and kefir and other products, and he sells those as well. So anyway, he's invited the Department of Ag's people to come and look at the farm. The supporters claim the government is just going after the little guy. I agree with that 100%. He's a little guy. They wouldn't do this. Well, first of all, the big farms that have hundreds of cows are not going to sell raw milk, even though they ought to. But think about this in terms of your own circumstance. And if you've a lot of farmers don't want to sell raw milk either. But I happen to think if you do it right, it certainly is much better because the milk is much better for you. Hello. It's the natural way to go. So anyway, raw milk laws are changing, but they still are inconsistent. And so you've got the hodgepodge of laws that create confusion and make this guy's life frustrating. But anyway, I'm actually thinking about going back to selling raw milk myself because I think it's the best thing to do if you have cows. That's me and my point of view anyway. I'm Doug Steffen. Now, it's time's up on this week's American Family Farmer.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.